Quickie Mysteries from the case files of Cordova Line. This is Cordova Line with the case I call The Hit and Run. Just as I arrived to pick up a friend at the airport who was returning from a week-long business trip, two police detectives arrived and proceeded to question my friend because his car was involved in a hit-and-run incident in a strip mall parking lot the previous night. My friend obviously didn't do it because he was out of town.
But
he did tell the police that his two roommates had access to his vehicle, and
perhaps
one of them was responsible for what happened. However, neither roommate, one a Canadian fraternity brother from grad school who grew up in Japan, and the other, a British female coworker who was raised in France, claimed to see the other actually take the car out. Moreover, none of the witnesses at the accident scene got a good look at who was actually driving the car. All they saw was that, after the car hit a parked minivan, the unknown driver sped off on the left side of the road towards the freeway. The detectives were flummoxed, so I took them and my friend aside and told them the only thing I knew. I told them that the unknown driver was the male roommate. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of the hit and run, the witnesses claimed that after my friend's car hit a parked minivan, the unknown driver sped off on the left side of the road. The thing was that drivers in France drive on the right, while drivers in Japan drive on the left. Although the male roommate was Canadian, he grew up in Japan, where everyone drives on the left-hand side of the road. The fact that the unknown driver must have freaked out after hitting the minivan and reflexively drove off on the left side of the road was a red flag I couldn't ignore. And it turned out that my hunch was correct. The male roommate, who grew up in Japan, was brought in for questioning and he confessed to being the one behind the wheel and committing the hit and run. And that was the case I call the hit and run. Come back again next time, and I'll share another case with you. See ya, hello detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries. One spy, one hunt, and one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the spy and the faculty wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries, wherever you get your podcasts, and see if you notice it too.